September 21, 1921. Jesus wants to give his goods to his children. Jesus before Caiaphas. The working of the divine will is daylight. As I was in my usual state, my always lovable Jesus, on coming, told me, "My daughter, in what painful conditions creatures put me. I am like a most rich father who loves his children immensely. But the children, immensely ungrateful, while the father wants to clothe them, refuse his clothes and want to remain naked. The father gives them food, but they want to starve. And if they eat at all, they feed themselves with filthy and vile foods. The father offers them riches, he wants to keep them around himself, he gives them his own residence, but the children do not want to accept anything, contenting themselves with going wandering, homeless and poor. Poor father, how many sorrows, how many tears does he not shed? He would be less unhappy if he had nothing to give. But possessing goods and not being able to use them, while seeing his children dying, is a sorrow that surpasses every sorrow. So I am. I want to give, and there is no one who takes. Therefore creatures are the cause of my shedding bitter tears, and of continuous sorrow. But do you know who dries my tears and turns my sorrow into joy? One who wants to be always together with me. One who takes my riches with love and with filial trust. Who eats at my own table and clothes himself with my own garments. To these I give without measure. They are my confidants and I make them rest upon my lap. After this, I found myself outside of myself, and I could see new revolutions arise among different parties. And since these will be the cause of greater fights, my sweet Jesus told me, "My daughter, if parties were not formed, true revolutions could not occur, especially against the church. In fact, if that party did not exist, the element against which to fight would be missing. But how many from this party, which apparently is said to be Catholic, are true wolves covered with the mantle of lambs, and will give many sorrows to my church. Many believe that with this party religion will be defended. But it will be all the opposite, and the enemies will use it to rail more against it. Afterwards, I came back into myself, and it was the hour at which my beloved Jesus went out of prison and was brought again before Caiaphas. I tried to accompany him in this mystery, and Jesus told me, "My daughter, when I was presented to Caiaphas it was full daylight, and my love toward creatures was so great that on this last day I went out before the pontiff, all disfigured and wounded, to receive my death sentence. But how many pains this sentence would cost me! And I converted these pains into eternal days with which I surrounded each creature so that, by dispelling the darkness from them, each one might find the necessary light in order to be saved, as well as my death sentence at her disposal to find her life in it. Therefore, each pain I suffered and each good I did, was one more day that I gave to the creature. And not only myself, but also the good which creatures do is always daylight that they form, just as evil is night. It happens as when a person has a light, and 10 or 20 people are near him. Even though the light does not belong to all, but to one, the others enjoy the light. They can work, read, and while they enjoy the use of that light, they cause no harm to the person who possesses it. The same is with doing good. It is daylight not only for one soul, but who knows for how many others she can form daylight. Good is always communicative. And my love not only pushed me, but it gave also to the creatures who love me the grace to form as many days for their brothers for as many good works as they do.